It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Hello, and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. My name is Blue. Alongside of me is the world famous Joe Grande and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. And Elvis and Zeta are joining us again. As the Pot Brothers at Law are nowhere to be found. We love them to death.
It's our pleasure.
New York
guys,
right now.
I just want to say, are they?
I think so.
Yeah, they are. Canacon.
There you go. Where's Canacon? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shout out to Canacon.
Oh, yeah. So
yeah, that was a couple days ago, guys. Yeah, great job, though. Great job. Yeah, that was a couple
exactly.
days ago. They're playing on their way home.
They're not here, but we're here, Blue, holding it down. And thank you guys for listening to the podcast all around the world. 144 different countries and counting right now that I just did the research and looked at the analytics. So thank you for listening to us and checking out our website, CannabisTalk101.com, as we're the world's number one source for everything cannabis. Make sure you give us a call anytime at 800-420-1980. That's 800-420-1980. Say hello. Say whatever you want, actually. Tell me a dirty joke. Make sure you check out our Instagram pages for daily news, learn the script, and so much more at CannabisTalk101, at @pot_brothers_@_law. While Mark is at Waslaw, Craig's at Waslaw Dog, Blue is at one Christopher Wright, Elvis is at @radio_Elvis. And I am at Joe Grande 52, and I definitely appreciate you. And Zeta, I appreciate you for hanging out with us so long.
Yeah.
And sticking around for the show. Maybe now, Zeta, that you're here, what we're doing, maybe you could add some content to it as well, and maybe not do it on the last show. Folks,
don't listen to it. He's being a jerk. Just
the last show, he goes, "Oh, I just read the story, and I just I go, why couldn't you do
Zeta,
that on the air,
Zeta?" Don't let it get to you.
Hey, you guys are talking about
Elvis. Are you talking to
together?
Me or him? Because I'm the one that's bothered by this.
Oh, well, you get over it. Get over it, okay?
Well, I just want him to partake and be an active participant in the show.
Listen, the fact that somebody with his knowledge in the industry is actually still hanging around is huge for us.
It is. And you know what? Speaking of huge for us, the Bud Tender Awards created by G4 Live with a vision to be the most ambitious and essential cannabis event ever. This show is designed for people that want to take their business to the next level. Join us in Las Vegas, May 11th through the 14th, 2022, at the all-new Resort World. Snoop Dogg and Travis Barker will be performing live together for the first time. If you don't go, you don't grow. And the crazy thing about this, as I mentioned that show, that is exactly where I met Liv for the first time.
And oh, that's Zeta's ex-girlfriend. Thanks a lot. That's actually where I met Zeta the first time, too.
Oh, as much as... No, you're kidding me.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
So I met this girl named Liv there, Olivia, and she's such a nice woman. She does all this credit card processing for the cannabis space. She's a phenomenal woman. And she introduced me to this dirtbag. I don't know who he was, but I'm just saying that's where I met Liv for the first time. Wow. I've talked to her on the phone for many moons, but finally face-to-face met her at G4 Live in Las Vegas. My point to the story is you never know who you're going to meet at G4 Live, but if you don't go, you don't grow. Bottom line is all I'm saying. I had no idea, but whatever else you're talking about, Elvis, I'm just telling a story about my life.
I get it. But you know what's crazy about this? The last G4 Live was incredible. I know, shut up. But this one at Resorts World is going to be insane.
Hold on a second. You've been meeting behind my back even. I get a text message of you smoking. Well, not behind my back, but I just want to make a claim. You're smoking a cigar in Las Vegas and you're at the Resort World. And I'm like, dude, no way. That's my boy Keith Allen's spot. And then the next picture he sends me is him and Keith Allen smoking cigars together.
Hey, Zeta was there too.
You're kidding me.
Zeta was there too. You weren't there. You're not in Las Vegas.
Hold on a second. I introduced you guys to him. First off, Elvis is my buddy. I introduced him to Liv, who then introduced him to some dirtbag. Then this dirtbag is now with another guy friend of mine by the name of Keith Allen.
Keith Allen approached me.
He invited us, Joe.
Don't you listen? If you want to get into it with somebody, get into the CEO of G4 Live. I mean, he wanted to meet with us. So don't get your feelings all hurt because you know your buddies were all meeting together. I mean, you were in spirit. We sent you a friggin' picture. We sent you. He's calling him.
Okay, I'm calling Keith Allen right now. I'm calling Keith Allen right this second, just to be like, I cannot believe that you were hanging out with all these people and I didn't get an invite.
Well,
that to me, and not only that, now I'm getting the cold.
What does that say?
Oh, Keith Allen, how are you?
Good, buddy. How are you?
I'm live right now on the show right here doing Cannabis Talk 101. We're recording the podcast, so you're live on the air with us.
What's up, everybody?
So that being said, we just got done promoting G4 Live, of course, going down in May, and how excited we all are for the Bud Tenders Awards and Travis Barker and Snoop Dogg performing. But ironically, as I'm doing the show, I'm actually doing the show with Elvis and Zeta. Then, as we're doing the show right now, and I talk about how funny that my buddy Elvis sends me a picture from Resort World at the cigars bar, and then the next picture was a picture of you and Elvis. Yeah. Then I find out Zeta was there too.
Keith, his feelings are hurt. I don't get this.
Dude, I mean, how many of my men friend are you sleeping with? I thought we were the lovers, Keith.
We are, man. I'm sorry you didn't get the memo or the invite, but I know that for sure you are on the next one.
There we go.
Thank you. You know, that being said, I had to call you right now, and I just needed to hear that. I'm invited to the next one because you guys are smoking fine cigars over there with the CEO of G4 Live, and I'm just a bozo at the house changing diapers.
Hashtag family, man.
Keith Allen, I just love you. I wanted to chime in with you and show these guys that you're my friend, not their friend.
Okay. God.
I love you, buddy. I'll talk to you soon.
Love you too, brother. Good night, guys.
See you, buddy.
All right, later, buddy. That is so funny. Just having some fun. And I love the fact, honestly, that you guys are hanging out with him because Keith Allen is a visionary as well.
Yeah, he is.
And Elvis, as we've been doing shows for our whole lives and being visionaries of what we do, and Zeta meeting you, we're all in this world together, in my opinion. Obviously, we're together now and doing this, and we all have this vision to push, and as well as Blue and Mark and Craig Wasserman, all of us, and you listening, if you want to be a part of this, like, find us, join with us, come with us. Like, we just met Keith Allen a few years ago. And now we're all in this together trying to help each other out. Like, dude, we want to bring this to the table. Zeta and Elvis are bringing other things to the table. We're bringing other things to the table from Cannabis Talk 101. What can you bring to the table? You got a vision?
Zeta.
And you want to bring it? Do it.
Zeta, do we tell him that we're going to Keith Allen's house for dinner soon? Do we tell him that?
Well, it's probably going to be after I go with him on his boat. So how about that?
Okay. You have to one-up me, don't you?
I mean, I'm just going to say, if you're going to his house, I was with him in Big Bear for New Year's.
Oh, I didn't. Okay, great. You're at his house at Big Bear. I was talking his house in like the Swiss Alps and we're going skiing.
Oh, well, I've never been to Big Bear with him either. So that being said, Elvis, what do you got? I know you got a good story for us.
I do. So you guys, you know, every year it seems like there's a new way to consume cannabis, right?
Right.
And I know Zeta's probably heard of this. Joe, I don't know if you have. The newest way, it's a discreet way to consume weed. It's a cannabis inhaler. Have you heard of this?
Yes, I have heard of this.
These things are just like they're identical to the inhalers to treat asthma, and they function just like it. But how brilliant is this? You could bring this anywhere, right? I mean, with cannabis, THC, whatever in there, and use it like, I've got asthma. I'm going to sit here and get high on the plane flight the whole time. This is brilliant to me. I've never heard of an inhaler like this.
Well, what's interesting about that is that it's targeted dosing, right? So you can actually adjust the dosing on it to be able to inhale the right amount of cannabinoids, whether it's THC or whether it's CBD or whether it's a combination thereof. So it's really effective, especially on the medical side of things, because everybody titrates differently, man. Like, you know, we can all share a joint together, and what would make you go to sleep and make you get paranoid would make me just fine, right? So at the end of the day, it's really important to have that targeted dosing. I think that's a pretty cool device, man.
Yeah, they deliver concentrated doses of cannabis directly to your lungs. Inhalers, of course, are renowned for being more bioavailable and cleaner than virtually any other marijuana delivery mechanism.
I think that's so key, too, for say you have a seizure, say you have epilepsy, say you're in tons of pain and you're a cancer patient and you really want to get that cannabis in your body quickly. Just like when you see the asthma patient who takes that right away and it helps them. I think this is a brilliant medical movement towards the cannabis space that's going to encourage and help people to medicate themselves in an easier way. Because if you're one of those patients that I just described, nine times out of 10, a lot of times you're going straight to a pill. You're looking for something else that needs to get in your system and help you out. When you use those inhalers, my son has asthma real bad, and so does my wife, ironically. And, you know, he uses a breathalyzer every night, and he uses a medication like that. So, and it helps. He goes from to smooth breathing.
Nice.
Smooth, and he goes to sleep easy. So for those who need this, I think this is the best type of breakthrough that we could hear from, because from the medical standpoint, which is the way I really look at cannabis in general, from my own personal aspect, is cannabis is strictly medicine. How can we benefit from it on a more of a medicine? I always want to talk about it that way. Are somebody going to smoke a joint and quote unquote get high? Yes. If that's how I look at it, as you're smoking a joint so you can feel better, so you can be medicated better. Just like I was going to take 4 Advils to help with the pain in my leg. I'm going to hit this pin so I can get this pain to be a little less painful in my body and no more throbbing. This is what people need. These inhalers are a beautiful breakthrough from a medical standpoint.
And like Zeta said, if you're looking for accurate dosing, immediate effect, and value of being discreet, I guess the inhalers are the way to go, right?
Well, you know what, Steve? Even then, Joe, I mean, they also had a study back in 1973 from the New England Journal of Medicine that found that inhaling marijuana in this way caused bronchodilation, right? Which is exactly what you're talking about.
Right.
Wow, back in that, if you think, you go back to 1973's data that they have information like that, where our fucking medical field people haven't been even taught the doctors about the cannabinoid system realistically in medical school. They're not even sitting there learning what this plant can do so much to benefit everyone. And to just think that it's barely making a scratch in the medical world right now for normal consumers to benefit from this. I can't wait to see what people come up with. Like this right here, Elvis, is a brilliant move. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this.
It's Cannabis Talk 101. It's Cannabis Talk 101.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue Joe Grande and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pop Brothers at Law. Joining me right now, of course, is Zeta from Green Rush Consulting and our producer, Elvis Medina. I love you both very much for hanging out with us today, you guys. And if you're looking for a high-quality seed, where do you need to head to?
Rocket Seeds.
That's right. Rocketseeds.com or on Instagram at Rocket_Seeds for trusted cannabis seeds, as they have been the source for quality cannabis seeds all around the world at a fair price. Head to Rocketseeds.com now. You know, after you just said that story, I've been so in my head.
Oh, about the inhaler?
Yeah, that inhaler just has me on.
It's like an asthma inhaler. That's what they do. It's accurate. It's very quick. Goes right to the lungs. I mean, your son's going to be high soon, right? Since he's got asthma?
He's 7, so I give it a little bit.
I give him a couple years.
I mean, I do give him CBD at night. That's the sleep CBD and things like that. So we do give them things to help out with stuff, which I find to be smart, right? It's not like, why'd you do that? It's because, you know, why not?
Yeah, right.
That's what we should do, right? In my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I hear you. No,
it's not that. Oh, you shouldn't be doing that. Well, Elvis, like I said, I think that's amazing right there. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but I have a great Go Green story. Montana sells 1.5 million of cannabis during the program's opening weekend.
Wow.
You know, once again, we can make up stories about what this inhaler can do for you. Because it's anecdotal, right? Like what it does for me may not do the same thing for you, Zeta. May not do the same thing for you, Elvis. But 1.5 million is proof that 1.5 million isn't, I wonder if we did sold cannabis and opened it up for everybody and made it, you know, recreational, what it would do. Well, in Montana, folks, it made $1.5 million during the opening weekend.
Now, how long have
our other cities, states, and everyone going to go, holy shit. Once again, this isn't new of being like, oh, look how much money they made the opening weekend. And we just gave out stats and facts of what Colorado just did and how other states are making more money than alcohol sales and taxes.
Right.
This is just another one of these smack in the faces to our country, to our states, to our legislator, to our government of saying, what the fuck are you thinking about? Because this right here is stats and facts.
Right.
Anecdotal.
I mean, to continue on that, I mean, the 20% sales tax that they had raised over $313,000 in revenue for the state, and the governor's office estimates that there will be $130 million in recreational marijuana sales this year and $195.5 million in 2023.
That's and all those taxes go back to the communities, go back to the state to help them. States are strapped. I mean, I think it's just brilliant. How long, Zeta, has Montana, when did they first
become medical first? They were medical first, but they recently legalized, in 2020, leading into 2021 with all the regulations, and finally got through the process and started issuing licenses and getting these businesses in operation. And so now we're seeing the results of that, of all their this year's hard work that they've done.
Well, not only that, this isn't the program's first 2 days, folks. 1.5 million in the first 2 days. I mean, they have approximately 380 dispensaries out there. They're reaching about 1.5 million over the weekend that they hit, according to the Montana Department of Revenue numbers.
And is it Montana mostly cattle and a couple of coyotes?
There's a lot of messies out there. There's a lot of good old
That's messies. Not a lot of people living in Montana. I can't even tell you a city in Montana. Wait, Billings.
Billings.
There's one. Butte. Oh, Butte, Montana. There's one too. But I mean, do you guys watch this show called Yosemite?
No.
Oh, Tumbleweeds. Great. It's an amazing show, but it's in Montana with Kevin Costner. It's so good. But it's like millions of miles just.
What's it on? Tumbleweeds.
It's on Paramount. No, it's called Yosemite. It's Yosemite. So good. It's so good. But it doesn't look like there's some big cities in that state. So well,
there's another show on ABC that has, it feels like it was in Montana. That's I forget what it's called. These guys that drive trucks in the middle of these undercover cops. Damn it! I thought you were going to mention that show.
No, I don't watch. I don't watch network TV. Sorry.
Oh wow, that's funny. Excuse me.
Sorry, I only watch.
I don't watch network TV. You're just better than everybody else.
Well, you know, here's the thing though, too, about Montana. Consumers can purchase up to 1 ounce of cannabis at a time from dispensaries or the THC equivalent via other products, including up to 800 milligrams of edibles. If you're buying 800 milligrams of edibles for the week or for the day,
right?
Like, geez, what is your name, Mark Wasserman?
Now, how many of these people? Now, I know Montana's the state in the United States, but I don't know where it's at. You know, a lot of people from surrounding states where it's not legal are driving into Montana, purchasing and driving out, right? That happens.
I guess you got to know that, because you think about that. When we did it here in California, people were obviously coming here all the time. People still think and fucking get on a plane and come here and go, oh, I see a Medmen sign right outside of LAX. That must mean I can take my weed back home. Like, they just think, oh my God, it's legal in California. I can buy it, move with it, do everything. No, folks, you can't. If you're buying weed in Montana, keep your cannabis in Montana. Don't take it out to other states. But, you know, now that 18 states plus the District of Columbia now allow for the adult use and possession of cannabis products, this is big. This is just really big for Montana. But once again, the thing that I want to say bothers me is when we look at these numbers, this is the program's first 2 days and they brought in 1.5 million. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's 1.5 million. Is it that big? I mean, okay. 1.5 million. Not when you're looking at Illinois set marijuana record in December with nearly 1.4 billion.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
But that's billions with a B, not with a M, millions. But my point is, it's going to get there close to that. Maybe. I think Illinois is a lot bigger than Montana, has a lot bigger population than Montana. Yeah,
Chicago's got more people than the whole state.
Chicago alone, right? Like, Chi-Town's finest. But my point is, these numbers don't lie. So when I say the numbers, folks, this is what gets me. When you're in a state, when you're in an area, when you're in a country that you're going and you're listening to this podcast going, how can I make a change? Share these numbers with people, because numbers don't lie. People lie, levels of how high they feel, how medical they feel. Like, I can give you my anecdotal evidence and say, the reason why I use cannabis, folks, is because of my pain in my hips. I've had two hip surgeries. I have to have another ankle surgery that I keep going to see more doctors for. And my point is, my THC, I do low THC, but I take a lot of CBD and it helps with my pain. So
low THC?
Well, whatever. Okay. My point is,
I've stayed at your house and you gave me some pen, and man, I was speaking in tongues, bro. I mean, I took one hit and I was like, whoa. I mean, it was like,
I was trying to put my kids to bed. They're like, Elvis, get out of here. You're not my dad. Or are you?
But here's the thing, Zeta. So I spend the night at his house, and you know, I go, I didn't bring my CBD. And he goes, oh, I got something for you. Hit this. I go, okay, no problem. I swear to God, I was in left field going, I was talking to myself and the three people that were in the fake people that were in the room with me. It was like, whoa, what is this? But it sure was good. What was that company again?
I think that was Dime Industries.
Yeah, that was
good. Dime's good. I like Dime.
Oh, yeah. Dime is great, you guys. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We're going to come back. Elvis got something else for us. We'll be right back after this.
It's Cannabis Talk 101. It's Cannabis Talk 101.
Take a hit, get lit, sit back and relax. It's Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue Joe Grande and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Poplars at Law. They are out today, but Zeta and Elvis are joining us. And thank you, obviously, Zeta, for hanging out with us for the last few podcasts, ever since we did that one with you. And, you know, you've been chiming in with some great stats and facts and great opinions. I really enjoy your dialogue here.
I enjoy being here.
Well, that all being said, I want
to give out his Green Rush Consulting and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, Zeta, yeah, plug that. What is it? Green Rush Consulting, greenrushconsulting.com is the website. So for those who want to know more information about Zeta and his company, please go check out greenrushconsulting.com. I also want to thank our team that makes all this happen. Jan, Erica, Daniel, Cal, Irchazar, Christian, Denny, Kevin, Andrew, Zach, Cash, Cam, Salar, Nadia, Allie. And Nadia and Allie, you guys do such a great job, Allie. You do an amazing job on Clubhouse, dude. You really are dope. I've been ear hustling some of the shows as they play in the office here and just hearing what you do there.
What is ear hustling? What is that?
Ear hustling is like it's playing in the background and I'm just kind of listening to Allie dictate the room and move the room around. And Elvis, seriously, you should actually go on there and look at. You probably don't even have Clubhouse on your phone.
I do too.
If you, yeah, right.
I had a Clubhouse as matter a kid fact, in my backyard.
What we need to do, Zeta, is get you on with Allie on Clubhouse.
Hey, I'm down with that.
Yeah.
Yes. Make sure you remind me to do that. Text me so I can set that up so you guys can be on with him. Allie does a great job on Clubhouse. Gabriella, Trayvon, Pitt, Chris Franchino, Jennifer, and of course you, Elvis. Thank you guys for everything that you do that makes the show go round, because without you, it wouldn't be nothing. And you know what time it is? It was, you just mentioned him in the last segment.
It's dime time.
Think higher with Dime Industries. Find them in California, Arizona, and Oklahoma. Dime Industry has been a leading trusted source of clean and potent medicine using state-of-the-art hardware, including premium food-grade stainless steel, glass ceramic plates, and enhanced battery life. The 1,000 milligram cartridges are amazing. Check out the website, dimeindustries.com, or on Instagram, dime.industries. Danner, I know you got something good for us, buddy. What do you got?
I do. So, you know, Zeta and I are both here in Las Vegas.
Correct.
And so 2022 is here. Correct. You know what that means in Las Vegas and Clark County? Consumption lounges.
I seen that. Yes. Where consumption. I thought they had been trying to do this for a minute. Like, I thought, what's the big one? Planet 13 was already doing it.
Well, Zeta, go ahead and give specifics on consumption.
You know, when they first enacted the laws in 2014 and actually licensed these businesses, they didn't incorporate lounges, right? And so now they've come around to it because the laws state that you can't be consuming out in the public. So they needed a safe place for people to go that's licensed and regulated and open 24 hours or however you want to look at it. Las Vegas is really the only place, or Nevada, really the only place you can have a dispensary open 24 hours, right?
Right.
And so now that they have this going, and in fact, you know, I just recently interviewed Tixier Grubloom on our channel, Green Rush Revolution, about this matter, right? Because he wrote all... He's now Nevada Clark County Commissioner, and he's written all the rules for Nevada. They expect this to be in casinos soon.
What? How sweet is that?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, they absolutely are looking forward to having that having a casinos eventually, obviously, once we see regulations change at the federal level, definitely 100%. That's definitely happened. Even decrim, that'll change everything.
Well, that being said, Zeta, real quick, and Elvis, your opinion, the soccer mom that goes to Vegas, let's just face it, there are a lot of them. Some come from the middle of America. Good old Kansas mom comes there where cannabis is far from legal, or let alone Texas.
So she's a tourist.
Yes. Yeah. And she's, what's that smell? Oh my God. My question is, do you guys feel and think that it'll be solely okay and just fine? Or will there be those fucking Karens? Why are they smoking weed?
It'll be set away. It won't. They won't have access to that. It'll be set far away. Like Planet 13 is in the middle of constructing their consumption lounge. It's in a separate warehouse behind Planet 13, and this thing is massive. It's going to be three levels they're putting. You know, and I don't need to tell you, Joe, what Planet 13, when they do something, they do it right, and they do it crazier and better than everybody else. But it's going to be a three-level consumption lounge. This is going to do, because Las Vegas is a huge can of tourism location, this is going to give tourists places to consume marijuana. It's going to give them a safe lounge to actually buy and then consume the product.
And Joe, like, think about it like a cigar bar, like the cigar bar we're at Resort World with you know, Keith, right?
Oh, wow. Thanks for bringing it up again.
Hey, you were divided. Don't worry about it. You're going to send you those pictures again?
I had to. But really, go back into that point. Like, a cigar bar has all the necessary cut. You know, you're not smelling really, you know, too much cigar smell outside of that facility, because it's, you know, air controlled. It's tightly controlled.
The ventilation's amazing in those places.
Yeah, correct. Right. So same thing here when it comes to these soccer balls.
Yeah,
I'm sure they won't. But just like I do when I walk around Vegas, I'm walking around the whole casino smoking my stogie.
Yeah,
and I love it, and I think it's great. And I believe personally, it should be like that with cannabis. Let them walk around smoking.
I do too.
Well, Clark County's got some issues they're still dealing with. Like, you know, they got to address these things, like potentially, you know, using county funds to pay for increases in staffing, and they're seeking ways to hasten investigation of those odor complaints. So they're dealing with this all right now for these consumption lounges, and they're addressing all these issues that, you know, because they're coming, they're going to be here. And like Zeta said, we're talking dispensaries that are opening these consumption lounges that are open 24/7.
You guys, I can foresee consumption lounges being the new Starbucks. Where it's your office space, right? Like, how many people wouldn't go to a consumption lounge, smoke, have their laptop, get some coffee? You have your espresso machine that you're making. So my point is, consumption lounge, have the coffee, have the espresso, have Wi-Fi ready, because it's going to be a Starbucks type of hangout. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't it be?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like, you know, I mean, mentioned,
so many opportunities there. I mean, entertainment, right? Yeah, I mean, you can have a venue with entertainment, but at the same time, allow people to consume cannabis. You know, there's going to be where it's going to be like a cannabis lounge next to a bar. You know, eventually we'll see it like it is in Barcelona, where you can drink and smoke at the same time in the same location.
I love the fact that you mentioned entertainment. Can you imagine, like, really good comedians, and you're consuming cannabis and there's funny stuff? Or like, you know, Greg Lopez, our mutual friend, we all know Greg and we've worked with him forever, doing a DJ mix, doing a live band. I mean, in Vegas, why not bring out Chris Angel, for God's sakes? Whoa, dude, look at him.
He's the best magician. He's just so magical. I love that dude.
Yeah.
And no, it's countless. Not only that, it's countless on where they should just open it up, especially in Vegas. You're allowing people to smoke these fucking cancer sticks everywhere, for God's sakes.
And buy alcohol.
I mean, so why couldn't they? I guess it's a great start. I mean, I'm not opposed, of course. I'm not saying, but open it more. Let's go.
You know, what I mean? Zeta, do you see, being an expert in the industry, do you see this happening in other states sooner than later, or is this just that where it's legal recreationally?
Well, it's already happening. I mean, even San Francisco, you have many on-site consumption lounges. In Southern California and in LA, I've won several in West Hollywood. You have, like, New York. If you look at the license categories in New York, on-site consumption lounges is one of them, right? And so it's really coming full circle all around. But again, for something like a lounge to be in a casino, we need to see a change in federal laws, because they're subject to certain federal laws. That's why when they actually initiated the first licenses, you couldn't open up a dispensary that's right on the strip, right? Now they've actually changed a little bit of that. For instance, if you go down to Fremont Street, you will find a dispensary right on Fremont Street. Imagine how much money those guys are making.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, so we're going to see it progress further, but we really need to see a little bit of a change in federal law, because they're sanctioned and governed by federal law.
So you did mention Tig Sigerbloom, and he's quoted in this story. Commissioner Tig Sigerbloom, who spearheaded the initial attempt to legalize lounges as a state senator back in 2017, he called for the county to hold a public meeting with industry representatives as early as next month here in Las Vegas as the county begins to determine local regulations. Mm-hmm. While he acknowledged not wanting to get too far out in front of the state's efforts, he said, quote, "I don't want to get too far behind it either, because this is going to be a huge industry."
Yep.
Go ahead, Tick. I like that name. Tick.
No, Oh, Tick Sigerbloom.
Great guy.
Yeah.
That's just, he's on point. You know, Vegas has led the way, and granted, it's been mob tied back from the day, but
the 50s. Yeah.
It's been, you know, it is what it is out there. And I like the fact that I love going to Vegas and having a great time, and having a consumption lounge would be ideal. Put them up, shut up. Yeah. It's going to make money. It's going to be a great spot. It's going to be basically a fucking dispensary where you can buy cannabis and then smoke it.
Right.
Let's just face it. Right. I mean, that's what it is. And in my opinion, allow all these dispensaries just to do like what you said, what Planet 13 is doing, Elvis, allow them to add to their location, right, a second floor, a back burner, whatever you want to call it. Let's just allow these places to let them buy and consume right then and there.
Well, what this really does is it helps, you know, tourists, they come here and they'll purchase cannabis, but they have nowhere to, you can't go to back to a hotel and abide, but you can't do that. This gives them a location to actually try the product and you know, enjoy it. And so I love this idea.
I'm like when you go coming to a bar, it's the Green Rush Revolution, folks.
Boom.
I mean, it's happening. It's going down. It's Cannabis Talk 101. Elvis, thank you so much for hanging out with us.
You got it, man.
How many shows have you been doing lately? I greatly appreciate it. Zeta, I appreciate your time and hanging with
us. Thank you.
Dude, it's amazing. I can't wait to get you guys out here in our new location in our office. And, you know, those that are listening, if you ever want to come by and visit us at our studio in Stanton, California, you're more than welcome to. You know what I mean? Our doors are always open. We have a business office here where you can meet everybody I just thanked. A lot of those people are working here on a daily basis, creating content, doing things. And if you ever really are going to come to California, or you are in California, or you are coming down for a trip and are going to be in the Orange County area, all bullshit aside, hit us up. 1-800-420-1980. And let's make this happen. We have a brand new building.
One quick thing. You've got a massive space there and a lot of outdoor. There's a consumption lounge right there.
Oh, we're going to be doing some major events here.
Yeah,
don't
I bet.
Get it twisted. We will be doing stuff here, and you will be invited if you're listening. Zeta, can't wait to have you here. It's Cannabis Talk 101. If nobody else loves you,
we do.
Yippee!
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.